You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Welcome to We Talk Radio, When Men Talk. I am Big Joe, holding it down for T. Smiley. I'm sure he'll be on here in a few seconds. B-Ray, why don't you give me one more song while we get the fella situated? B-Ray might be checking phone lines. B-Ray, are you with me?
You know, young rich niggas, you know, so we ain't really never had no old money. We got a whole lot of new money though.
Hey!
Raindrop, drop top, smoking on cooking the hot pot.
Cooking,
fucking on your bitch, yeah, dot, dot, dot. Cooking up dope in the crock pot, pot. We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger.
Nobody,
call up the gang and they come and get
gang.
Cry me a river, give you a tissue. Bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Bah.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Savage.
We got 30 and 100 rounds too.
Gah.
My bitch is bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Dope.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Hey.
We got 30 and 100 rounds too.
Gah. All set.
Woo, 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 woo. Records on records, got backers on backers. I'm riding around in a coupe.
Coupe.
I take your bitch right from you.
You,
bitch, I'm a dog.
Woo.
Beat on her walls, loose.
Hey.
Hop in the frog. Woo.
Scoot.
I tell that bitch to come comfort me.
Comfort me.
I swear these niggas is under me.
Hey.
The hate and the devil keep jumping me.
Jumping me.
Back rows on me, keep me company.
Cash.
Hey, we do the most, most. Yeah. Pull up and goes.
Woo.
Yeah, my diamonds a choker.
Ah.
Holding up, I with no holster.
Bah.
Read the ruler, diamond cooler.
Cooler.
This a roller, not a mule.
Hey.
Dabbing on them like the usual.
Damn.
Magic with the brick do voodoo.
Magic.
Court side with a bad bitch.
Bitch.
Then I send the bitch through Uber.
Go.
I'm young and rich and plus I'm bougie.
Hey.
I'm not stupid, so I keep the Uzi.
Nah.
Records on records, got backers on backers, so my money making my back ache.
Ah.
You niggas got a low act rate.
Act.
We from the north, yeah, that way.
No.
Fat cookie blunt in the ashtray.
Cookie.
Two bitches just now. No smash
day.
Hop in the limb, have a drag race. I let them birds take a bath, babe.
Hey.
Raindrop, drop top, smoking, no cooking, the hot pot.
Cooking,
fucking on your bitch, yeah, dot, dot, dot. Cooking up dope in the crock pot,
pot.
We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger.
Nobody,
call up the gang and they come and get
gang.
Cry me a river, give you a tissue. Bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Bah.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Savage.
We got 30 and 100 rounds too.
Gah.
My bitch is bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Dope.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Hey.
We got 30 and 100 rounds too.
Gah.
Pour, four, I'm dropping muddy out of space. Kid, cut,
drink.
Introduce me to your bitch ass wifey, and we know she slutty. Broke a brick down, nutty, butty. Now that nigga ducky. Don't move too fast, I might shoot you.
Huh?
Draco, bad and bougie.
Draco.
I'm always hanging with shooters. Might be posted somewhere secluded. Still be playing with pots and pans. Call me Quavo Ratatouille. Run with that set, call me boobies. When I'm on stage, show me boobies.
Hey.
Ice on my neck on the coolest. Hop out the suicide with the ooze. I pull up, I pull up, I pull up. I hop out with all of the drugs and the good luck. I'm cooking, I'm whipping into a rock up, let it lock up. I gave her 10 racks, I told her go shopping and spend it all at the pop up.
Damn.
These bitches, they fucking suck dick and they busting for Instagram. Get your clout up. Yeah, that way.
Yeah.
Float on the track like a Segway.
Go.
Yeah, that way.
Yeah,
I used to trap by the subway.
Trap.
Yeah, that way.
Go.
Young nigga trap with the AK.
Yeah,
that way.
Yeah.
Big Dyco, get it dope, Macy. Gray. Raindrop,
drop
top, smoking, no cooking, the hot pot.
Cooking,
fucking on your bitch, yeah, dot, dot, dot. Cooking up dope in the crock pot,
pot.
We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger.
Nobody,
call up the gang and they come and get
gang.
Cry me a river, give you a tissue. Bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Bah.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Savage.
We got 30 and 100 rounds too.
Gah.
My bitch is bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Gah.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Hey.
We got 30 and 100 rounds too.
What? Yeah. I'll push you back to the bone.
Hey,
wait. These niggas watching. I swear to God, they be my clones.
What? Yeah, hey.
Huh? Switching my hoes like my flows.
What?
Switching my flows like my clothes.
Yeah.
Keep on shooting that gun, no reload. Ooh. Now she won't fuck with my crew. Cause the money come all out the roof. Try to Rari, that bitch got no roof. Wait, what kind of Rari? 458. All of these niggas
they hate.
Try to hide you through the gate. Look, go to strip club, make it rain.
Yeah,
so much money they use rakes. Count 100,000 in your face. Yeah, then put 300 right in a safe. Met her today. Yeah, she talked to me like she knew me.
Yeah,
go to sleep in a jacuzzi. Yeah, waking up right to a two piece.
Yeah,
counting that paper like Bruce Lee.
Yeah,
getting that chicken with blue cheese.
Yeah,
boy you so fit like my collar, you snake, and I swear to God that be that Gucci. And you know we winning. Yeah. We is not losing. Try play your song, it ain't move me. Saw your girl once, that she choosing. Yeah.
Raindrop, drop top, smoking, no cooking, the hot pot.
Cooking,
fucking on your bitch, yeah, dot, dot,
yeah.
Cooking up dope in the crock pot,
pot.
We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger.
Yeah.
Nobody, call up the gang and they come and get
gang.
Cry me a river, give you a tissue.
Hey.
Bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking.
cooking up dope with a Uzi. My niggas are savage, ruthless. We got 30s and 100 rounds too. My bitch is bad and bougie, bad. Cooking up dope with a Uzi. My niggas are savage, ruthless. We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Hey, we back, Bad and Bougie. We back. This is another episode of When Men Talk right here on We Talk Radio. This is your boy, T. Smiley. I got Big Joe in the building. We are here. When Men Talk, what's up? How y'all doing? What's up? Who I got on the line? What up?
I'm sitting right here with you. How you doing today, man?
That's what's up. That's Big Joe in the building, and we got also got Cal in the building. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Yes,
what's up,
sir. What's the business? What's going on?
Man, we chilling, man.
We chilling for real, man.
It's a little bit nippy outside. I just went outside not too long ago. It's a little cold. Just a little bit.
Oh, man. That's my type of weather right there, man.
Yeah. It's time to bring out the boots. The long sleeves, the cap, the jacket.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we got to style it up. That's what's up.
Yeah. Turn it all the way up.
We didn't get a chance to talk about it last week, but, you know, I got to say it. The LA Lakers is your NBA champions of the 2019-2020.
Oh, yeah. As expected.
How y'all feel about that?
Yeah, man.
It was good to see AD win his first one. It was good to see LeBron win his fourth one, you know. They still talking about who the greatest.
Yeah.
What y'all think on that?
Who the greatest is?
Yeah, who's the greatest?
It won't change. The greatest is still the GOAT. MJ.
I mean, looking at numbers, it won't change.
Yeah. And the reason why, and I'll go beyond numbers, who else can win with a team like MJ did? Who else can win a ring with people like Bill Cartwright, Horace Grant?
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that.
But who can win championships with three different teams?
Well, they kind of stagnant, though.
That's the argument. That's the argument because Jordan did it on the same team. He could have possibly went to any other team and did it in the height of his career. But I mean, it's a difference when you're playing with your friends. It's a difference when you got a superstar stacked team versus role. Jordan made the players better. I can't necessarily say the same thing for LeBron. Again, y'all know I'm not a LeBron fan like that.
Who else want to talk about this conversation, because I can't hear no negative vibes from Big Joe right now pertaining to LeBron. No,
I'm just saying, man.
This dude got a whole school. He's the voice of the NBA. I mean, right now in this decade, you know, I'm sorry, but I have to go with LeBron. Yeah, when Jordan was playing in that decade, yeah, he was the greatest. I mean, who could stop him?
I mean,
nobody could stop him.
You're asking, but you're asking the question of who is the greatest of all time. That's what the GOAT is, greatest of all time. And the greatest of all time, you gonna put LeBron up there, really?
You gonna put him above Jordan, really?
All right. So we'll come back to this conversation again next. We'll come back to this conversation again next year. Next year when they win it again, when he get that fifth ring, we're gonna have this conversation again.
That's even if KD is still on the team. If KD is not on the team, do they win again?
Good point.
He already he already opted out of his contract, so he's a free agent. He's talking about signing again. So if he signs again, that's one more win. We're getting another W.
If fifth was a fifth, we'd all be drunk.
Yeah. You're right. Well, I'll be drunk until next season. I'll be drunk until next season. All right. So, all right, we got a couple hot topics that we want to talk about today. The first one is, you know, all the fellas that's listening, you know what I'm saying? We got some stories for y'all, man, and this is crazy, you know. This first story I want to talk about is two men charged over illegal surgery on male victims' genitalia. First of all, I you know, that's painful. This is a painful conversation. Two men from Oklahoma were accused of performing unlawful surgery on a male victim's genitalia. First of all, how do we know? I wouldn't let nobody go down there if they don't have to. You know what I'm saying? If they don't have to, bro, like, what's the point? What's the reason behind this? All right. So, two men, Thomas Evans Gates, he was 42, and Bobby Lee Allen, 53, were arrested as they tried to visit, what's going on with my, it's trying to load up, guys, sorry. They were arrested while allegedly taking a visit, trying to visit the victim at the hospital. They were detained and charges including medical battery. The officer said that during the police search of their home on October 15th, officers found evidence of surgeries being performed inside the residence. First of all, if you got to go to somebody's house, man, don't go.
That's the first red flag right there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a red flag. You got to go to somebody else and get surgery. Oh, man. Investigators are searching for other alleged victims. They were searching for other alleged victims.
Yeah. That's the scary part.
How many times have you been
there? It ain't just been one.
Right.
Yeah.
But they said that it's only been one case so far. But the two men do not have any type of medical license or certifications. The alleged victim, who police claim was transferred to the hospital by the two suspects, is said to be in stable condition. Listen, take me out. If you're doing anything illegal down there and I can't use it no more, we got a problem.
big problem. I had to do some research on this story. I really did, because I couldn't understand why somebody would go to two men, why another man would go to two other men to try to have some type of genitalia, anything done. So I had to check out the story, and I believe that the guy that was having the willy whacker removed was actually trying to... was actually trying to go and have a like sex change operation.
He's trying to get a discount.
He did get a discount. He got half off right there.
Yeah, man.
So yeah, I had to do some real searching on that story, because I couldn't understand how a man would go to two other men to try to have something done. So he wanted it removed. I just maybe his insurance wouldn't cover it. I don't know. It's just kind of dangerous all the way around.
The court date was set for October the 23rd with a bond of $295,000.
That's it.
I mean,
I think it should have been a little bit high. I think it should have been a little high, personally. I think the bond should have. I think that bond should have been a lot higher. I'm just saying that it seems like they can get out really quick on that type of bond. It don't seem like that bond fit the crime. I think the bond should have been a lot higher.
Yeah, it should have been. You know, that's like a slap on the wrist when you've been doing it for a while, and you know they got them.
He did participate. Yeah, it ain't like he didn't participate.
He participated. He definitely did that.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know, man. Like, again, like, you know, if you got to go through that much, you know what I mean, to try to get a sex change and all that, I honestly, you know, if you didn't have the money, it wasn't meant for you to change your sex.
Maybe he had the money. Maybe he had the money. I just don't think that you should have went to the two dudes that couldn't show you no credentials, who the report said had no type of license, no type of medical background, no nothing.
Wow.
They just chopping them off.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, not even a nurse assistant.
You want to change? Okay, I got you.
That ain't the type of change I wanted. I want to change for $1, brother. That's it.
Yeah.
Right, you ain't got change for 20. I don't want it. Listen, it's we talking about some real stuff right now, and the situation with men and the private parts, it gets even worse. Big Joe got a story, man. I was blown away by this story. Big Joe, you want to talk about that?
Woo-wee. Hold on, let me get some of y'all. Oh, man, this is a hard day to be a man today. That's the most I'm going to say.
Hard day.
You got all kind of crazy stories. So there's a jealous girlfriend who stabbed her lover to death just weeks after biting his testicles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, how you look?
He went back. Oh, man.
He went back. And got stabbed. Now, after you bit it, I don't think I'm going back for the stabbing. I think that was enough. My tap out button would have been right there. So there's a lot of things I'm trying to find out about this story, but so far from what I can tell, he was suspected of cheating, and she knifed her partner.
Mm.
She's found guilty of manslaughter. Yeah, it was. He's a father of three, whose wounds were so severe that he didn't stand a chance.
Mm.
Wow.
It happened on October 14th last year. But today, if I'm not mistaken, this report says that she was cleared of murder, but found guilty
of
manslaughter. I don't know how in front of three witnesses, the defendant removed a kitchen knife removed a kitchen knife block, a large kitchen knife, and she turned around to Wayne, who turned his face to her, and she stabbed him.
Wow, good.
Plunging the knife deep into the middle of his chest.
Oh, man.
It went into the depths of 9cc or 0.4 inches, and it went straight into his aorta. He didn't stand a chance.
Wow.
Serious question.
Is it? Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm going to let you ask first. Go ahead.
I was just about to say, is it that serious? I mean, how can I ask this? Is being in a relationship, being together like that and knowing your partner, you know what I'm saying? You probably thinking about all the times y'all done it and all that other stuff, and then you find out that you cheated. Is it serious enough for you to kill somebody? Why don't you just leave?
Well, evidently it is serious enough. I mean, it's happening more than we really won't admit. I mean, it is. It's happening. It's one of those sad situations.
Well, I tell you what, man. If I get bit, first of all, the first time, we're breaking up. Like, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you crazy. I'm not answering my phone no more. I ain't going back over there no more. You know what I'm saying? What? You going to bite it? Oh, man.
Yeah, man. That's not cool.
Now,
like, seriously, what would you do if what would you do if somebody did bite it?
Oh, man. I got
to put y'all on. You can't hit them, that's for sure, because they didn't already bit it. So, I think there's a lot of questions that go in. Don't even get me started, T, because you know I got a question. I got to bring some questions. I mean, there's so many things I want to know. I mean, if it was an accidental biting, you know.
Come on now. How do you accidentally bite it? can't accidentally bite it.
Hey, I'm trying to help somebody out. I don't know. Maybe it was an accident, you know.
You can do that shit.
So report says that on September 11th of last year, she drug him around by his genitalia.
She's just abusive. He was just an abusive relationship. That's what that was.
He was just getting his ass whooped. You're not just finna just drag me around.
You know what? It sounds like he didn't have no balls in the first place. He can't send that to your woman. She's dragging you around with him. Oh man.
That's crazy.
No, he had some because she bit him.
He couldn't stand up to her, huh? He couldn't stand up to her.
Yeah, man.
It's probably a lot of things you can't stand up to when you're getting dragged around by your Willy Wacker. I'm just saying.
Oh, man. Getting drugged, man. Wow. All right, so let me ask you this. Is anybody, traveling or, you know, going out, doing different stuff right now, or is everybody still kind of staying in? Oh, yeah. I'm slowly getting
Everybody staying in. He's slowly getting out.
Oh, yeah, slowly. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't been a couple of places, but places I've been, we've been masked up. Everybody in there is masked up. They kind of not sitting people, you know what I'm saying? Like the seat over, kind of, you know, or the little section over. So it's been okay. I stay with the mask on, though, wherever I go.
Yeah. Have anybody been in a situation where you was around somebody and they got the mask on and everything, and you having a conversation, and all of a sudden they say, oh, yeah, you know, by the way, yeah, I'm still feeling those symptoms of COVID.
Man.
Because I've had that, you know. Being around somebody and you know, having a conversation, not close, but just being in the same room or being in the same area as somebody, and then, you know, you hear the conversations, and all of a sudden they say, yeah, I was tested positive about a week ago or so. What do you do in that situation? Do you kind of like end the conversation and walk off, or you just kind of be like, ah, you know, 6 feet.
Yeah, I'll be like 6 feet. I'll freak out. I ain't gonna even lie. I'll be like, what the fuck? Especially if I ain't had no good protection on or something. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Yeah. I'm about to say, you know, the type of job that we do, you know, we have to service these people, and, you know, being around in that area, being with these people, you know, sometimes all the time when we got a COVID patient, we don't even go inside the house. So, I mean,
right.
I can only imagine stepping inside of somebody's house and then finding out somebody got COVID. Do you finish the job or do you walk out?
Yeah, I think I'm out of there.
Yeah, I know I'm out. I had that situation. I had to go ahead and exit real quick. Exit real quick. I'm not staying in there. I'm out. I'm gone.
So, are the schools, what do you think about the schools? What do you think? I'm hearing that there are new cases of COVID in a bunch of these schools now.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard they were shutting down, closing some schools back up. Yeah.
Did they open the school back too early? Is the actual home school, is it really working?
I got a daughter at home, and seems to be working pretty fine. But for, you know what I'm saying, for our situation. You know, she's still getting it, you know what I'm saying? Only thing is, you know, spending more money on snacks and actually having to do
something.
Like I gotta do a project today.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of hands on. I mean, it's I think it's real hard for parents who are single parents. Who have to work, who might not be in at home with the kids during the day trying to help them do some of the school work. Because, again, you're still dealing with the child or kids, so you still have to have some type of supervision. Can you imagine what would have happened if we would have been in school and we were actually able to homeschool?
Oh, man.
You know, I as far as the parents being or the kids being at home homeschool, you still have some of those parents that, you know, the kids been in homeschool since this COVID started, and now I know of some parents that right now are saying that it's too much, and, you know, considering letting the kids go back to school at the beginning of the year. Like, to me, I don't agree with that. You know, sometimes these parents just want to have, you know, And I get it because they're also working at home, so it's not like they can help the kids as much as they want to or stuff like that. But, you know, considering putting your kids at risk, I don't think that's a good move. I mean, that's just me personally. Because think about it. I mean, what if you let your kids go back to school because you're saying it's too much and, you know, I need a break and all this, and then the kid go to school and Lord forbid they get it, you know what I mean? And then what? They still going to be at home, right?
Yeah.
I actually have a coworker who had to take off a week because his son, he was trying to send his son back to school because of the same reason. He works during the daytime and, you know, wanted he has a little one. I think his little one might be 6 or 7, so he wanted adult supervision, you know, while he was at work. So he sent his child back to school, and his son ended up catching COVID. And now that he's over, he said his son is not going back. He will be doing the in-home school and doing everything that he can to make sure that his son is taken care of at home. It's still a scary situation.
Yeah, it's still a very scary situation. I mean, you know, just dealing with just knowing, you know, I get it. Like I said at the first beginning, we didn't, you know, we really didn't know how to, you know, how to prepare, or not even prepare, but how to, you know, stay on top of, you know, the what to do and, you know, all the things to look for, and, you know, staying with a mask on and, you know, sanitizing and all the other stuff. Like, at the beginning, we didn't know a lot about COVID, and now that we know, it's like people are, you know, I would say people are trying to say, oh, we, you know, we understand it better now, and, you know, it's safe now because we know this, this, and that, but it's still a very high risk. I mean, I think one of the things was when it was hot outside, it got over a certain degree that, you know, something about, you know, the cold, if it was on any surfaces or something like that, it would die because of the heat. But now that it's getting cold outside, you know, I got to deal with getting sick with like the flu or bronchitis or stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's getting cold, so you're gonna get that normal cold symptom, but right now everybody on edge because we don't know if it's a cold or if it's COVID or whatever the case may be. So it's kind of like a high alert type deal.
Yeah. Yeah. You still gotta be careful, man. Just gotta cover up. Gotta cover up and stuff wherever you go. You know, and just
be careful, man.
Yeah. Listen. I know we talked about the situation earlier about the lady stabbing her partner. I got a comment. I got a text. Somebody said that she was trying to see how many licks does it take to hit the center of the blow pop.
That's Christ.
That is funny. Real quick, guys, we got somebody here. We have a guest on the line. I believe his name is Mr. T. Mr. T, are you listening?
Mr. T. What's up, Mr. T?
Well, I told the lady P as in Paul.
P.
I thought you
was going to get on here talking about Pity the Fool.
Pity the Fool.
No, I don't. I'm not familiar with them. But no, on the education thing, that's why one of the reasons why come school choice is such a needed thing, especially for a disadvantaged parent, a disadvantaged family, it's where they can put their child in the education environment that they feel best for their child and go along with their long-term educational plans. Because apparently the traditional system is not working, especially for Black and African American kids. If you look at the positions in these STEM fields and fields that have high wage and salary and are demanding, they're not there. They're lacking. And then the country has been bringing in a lot of immigrants to feel the demand that Americans can feel. This president we have now said that when these immigrants that's on work visas, when their visas expire, they got to go home, and they're going to replace their position with Americans, which he should do. That's the way they do every place else in the world. So that there is a help solve a lot of problems. Now, as far as people being at work and their kids at home, that's a new phenomenon we haven't seen before. I don't know how that's going to work out. And I want to make one other comment. I keep hearing of people talk about welfare and that black family, a woman couldn't get on welfare if a husband, a boyfriend was in the household, if a worker came, a client worker came, a caseworker came and seen some shoes, then she couldn't get it. Well, that's not true. What the purpose was is to include all income that's in that household or potential income in that household in order to come up with a formula on what they could receive in assistance. So just like many of these other myths and legends that float around, especially in some communities, they just put them out there in order to excite emotion without getting down to the real facts. What do you think about that? Well, where everybody go?
Anybody? I was going to give y'all some opportunities.
I think he covered it pretty straight. I agree.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's okay. Where it should be. You know, these politicians, you know, Bill Clinton is on YouTube in an interview, and he says that he support bringing Syrian refugees by the tens of thousands into the country, to Detroit, to redevelop the city. Hillary said the same thing as Secretary of State. Now, here's the question. And I don't know if any of you live in Detroit or any other city, really. But what about your mainstay constituents in Detroit? How about the veterans sleeping on the streets and homeless sleeping under bridges? Why would you want to bring Syrian refugees into the city of Detroit and present them with all those opportunities and the ability to get on programs and the ability for their kids to be taught English? Whereas the people that's been voting for you for the ages, they are being kicked under the bus. Now, if you think I'm lying about this, just go to YouTube and type in Bill Clinton, Syrian refugees. And you see him sitting there in a chair. And when the interviewer asked him, he said, yes, I think that Syrian refugees should be brought to this country, Detroit, to redevelop. Okay, that's all.
Yeah,
you got a good point. I mean, we have a lot of, like you said, it's a lot of homeless people. It's a lot of people living out on the street and stuff like that. Why not start home first?
Well, you're supposed to make way for your own people. Just like this thing with them talking about they separating kids from their parents at the border. Well, why would parents travel to get into the country illegal and bring your kids anyway? And here's the real issue, is that these adults that's with these children aren't even their parents. They bring children because when they hit the border, they know that there will be sympathy when they look and see an adult with some children. Mm-hmm. But it has been recorded, especially there in El Paso, that those children don't even belong and not even related to the people. What happens is when they get into the country, they will call up some relatives or distant relatives that's here. They will put them on a plane and ship them back to Honduras or Guatemala. Then they do it again and do it again and do it again.
Mm.
Now, I know y'all seen that on CNN, didn't you? Didn't your local congressman tell you that's what's going on? The answer to that is hell no. They just tell you about this emotional stuff.
You have to get a vote, huh?
Hey, y'all know that. Y'all know that they're playing on you. Playing against Donald Trump. Anyway, I'm going to let you guys go ahead on. I gave you enough homework.
Mr. P, it was good. It was good to talk to you, man.
All right, then I'll talk to you. Huh? I'm in the South now at my winter home.
Okay. In a winter home. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Where you can go
down
to
here in Louisiana.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm down in Louisiana. And you know, it's another thing. When you go to vote, yeah, you know, real quick, when you go to vote for some candidates, especially down ballot, you need to research those candidates and see what their positions are. You can go to places like sites like Ballotpedia and also votesmart.org. You can type in that candidate's name and pull up his position and see exactly what their positions are. Are they for tariffs and also for taxes on imports that's coming from other countries that's going to compete against United States manufactured and produced goods? Yes, you want to have tariffs because you cannot compete with them when the labor that they're using in some cases may be sweatshop labor. So you have to protect. You have to protect manufacture and produce things that's coming into the United States. Joe Biden is talking about doing away with the defense spending. Well, you got Boeing, Northrop Grumman, Lockheed. What are you going to do with all them jobs? And not only that, you get talking about doing away with oil. Look at the tens of thousands of people that's receiving pensions from oil companies like Chevron, BP, and ExxonMobil. What kind of damn sense did that make?
None.
Think about it.
Oh, yeah.
Gas here is $1.69 a gallon. Well, you want to go back to $3 and $4 a gallon gas?
Oh, sir.
Anyway.
Surely do not.
You guys go ahead and carry on. You have be safe now and take care of yourself. Especially
the kids. All
right, bye-bye.
All right, bye. Thank you. That was Mr. P from Louisiana calling in. Glad to have him on. As y'all can see, we are heard all around the world, and, you know, we have different people call in, and that was an example of one calling in, so I appreciate Mr. P for calling in and listening to us. That means we are being listened to all around. People want to call in and just listen. Some people want to call and talk, so... again, our callback number is 563-999-3456. This is We Talk Radio, When Men Talk, right here on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Hope you guys are having a good time with us. We have a few more minutes here. That was cool, man. I'm glad we had somebody call in. That means we're doing good things, good things. Calvin, real quick, let the people know some of the things that you do as far as your business and everything, and let them know how you can reach and all that, just for the listeners if they want to come check out some of your work.
Well, currently I am working on my movie that I'm writing, shooting, and starring in. I also shoot little short skits, little short comedy / action skits. I do photography, music videos. You know, I'm a writer. You know, I really get it down. That's about it.
Okay. All right. Listen, y'all. I'm gonna tell y'all this, man. I had the opportunity to work with Cal on a skit, on a short skit, comedy skit, and when I tell y'all, we had some fun. It's crazy. It's hilarious. The type of mind that he has to create these short skits, and they're funny. I'm telling y'all, they're funny. So Y'all stay tuned because we're gonna start putting it out there, and y'all be able to go see the videos and all that, and see his type of work.
Yeah.
I'm excited to work with him. I work with him at our 9 to 5 and when we off from work.
Oh, yeah.
So you know, it's a real honor and a privilege to know somebody that does such a great work like this. So
appreciate
shout out to my boy Cal. Yes, sir. Listen, I had somebody say they wanna act with you, man. So when you try to get to find some more people, we got some people here that wanna work with you.
So we're open for everything, you know. Come on with it. We working.
Yeah. And listen, I'm gonna tell y'all a little quick joke. Don't be like your boy T Smiley. When I first got on the camera, man, I was nervous as I don't know what. And my voice, my pitch went up in my voice. I was like, "What's up, Cal? What up, Cal?" Cal was like, "Hey, man, relax." I was like, "All right, I'm a little nervous. My bad. First time on the camera. First time." So it's real laid back, man. It's real laid back. It's kind of, you know, be yourself. That's all I can say. Be yourself, because I'm telling y'all, when I first started, man, I was nervous. Boy, it was funny, but we got through it.
We got through it.
It was a good video, man.
It was cool.
So I'm looking to do some great things here in the near future, here real soon actually. So y'all stay tuned for that. One other thing that I wanted to make mention of real quick is, you know, our sister show, Kia D Unplugged, and After the Lights Go Out. Kia D is actually getting ready for a nonprofit virtual shoot fashion show for her nonprofit organization, Heels on the Move to Heels. So we are doing great things with that. That virtual show is going to be December the 6th of this year. So we are, you know, working hard to get that done. So I invite you all to go to Heels on the Move to Heal. And if y'all want to buy a ticket to watch it, or if you want to participate or whatever the case may be, you know, just go on Heels on the Move to Heal page. You can find that on We Talk Radio and on Instagram. Just type that in and you'll see all the great things that she's done. When Men Talk, you know, we are definitely hands-on. So whenever they have events or stuff going on, When Men Talk, the crew, we're going to be there volunteering, helping out any way possible. So shout out to Miss Kia D doing great things over there in that area. It's gonna be nice. We're gonna be modeling some shoes. It ain't only for the women. We got some men's shoes too. So it's gonna be good. As we always do, we're gonna get ready to close the show out here, and we're gonna do a quick prayer and be ready to let us listen to some nice music on the way out. So with that being said, we're going to pray right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for allowing us to be here just one more day, God. Thank you for protecting us all throughout the week, God. Thank you for just covering us, God, keeping us safe in your arms, God. We thank you and bless you for each and every Hot Topic panelist that's on this line today, God. Thank you for the listeners. Thank you for Mr. Peter called in, God. We thank you for those encouraging words, God. We thank you for just allowing us to have a platform to speak and to encourage someone. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Be with us throughout the rest of the day, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Be right. That's what's up. Be right. Hit us with some music. Y'all have
fellas,
a
don't be dragged around by your winter weather.
Twerk, girl, I wanna see you twerk. I throw a little money to twerk. I don't really think you can twerk. Twerk, if you broke, go to work. Make that big booty twerk. Make that big booty twerk. Can I touch that booty?
that booty, that big old booty. Shake that booty. Can I lay on them booty? Mike Tyson on them booty. Copyright that booty. Bounce that boot on the floor. Shake till you get a little soft. Show them your mama made up. Go on here, get a little low. Shake that boot in the car. Shake that boot in the stove. Pop it, stop it, drop it, pop it. If I hit a Lexus guy, I'm a rocket. I ain't got no heart. I can't be loyal to you. You weren't here from the start. Twerk. Girl, I wanna see you twerk. I throw a little money to twerk. I don't really think you can twerk. Twerk. If you broke, go to work. Make that big booty twerk. Make that big booty twerk. Can I touch that booty? That booty. That big old booty. Shake that booty. Can I lay on them booty? Mike Tyson on them booty. Copyright that booty. Damn. Skinny petite. Damn. I know my love me. Damn. Cause she rub my feet. Damn. Damn. You don't touch me, somebody gon' touch me. You don't f*** me, somebody gon' f***. You don't love me, somebody gon' love me. Dang. Money don't walk, I gotta go and get it. Shake that booty, I come visit. If you thick, I might hit it. Dang. Shake that booty for a ride. Dang. Shake that booty on live. Dang. Shake that booty outside. Dang. Twerk. Girl, I wanna see you twerk. I throw a little money to twerk. I don't really think you can twerk. Twerk. If you broke, go to work. Make that big booty twerk. Make that big booty twerk. Can I touch that booty? That booty. That big old booty. Shake that booty. Can I lay on them booty? Mike Tyson on them booty. Copyright that booty.
Miami Beach.
Yeah, yo.
Talk crazy on tweets. They don't want it cause I come to defeat.
They don't want it.
I peek these all sweet. Bamboo sticks all in the Jeep. It's a new weirdo every week.
Weirdo.
Get the whip, put it up for my seat.
Put it up.
No cure for the IG disease.
No cure. Anything for club.
Anything.
They do anything for club.
Anything.
Do anything for club.
Anything.
They do anything for club.
Club.
Do anything for club.
Just.
They do anything for
clout. Anything.
Do anything for clout.
Huh.
Watch your mouth.
Watch.
Stay in your place.
Place.
Get out the way.
Move.
My bitch and your Kim K.
Yeah.
No disrespect. It be trippin', but we love, yeah. Swappin' that cost with my. I bought her the limo, she bought me the race.
Swap it.
Practice, 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 make perfect. It's never too late.
Never, never, never.
I see the out of the snake.
I see the soul out of the snake.
Then I see the bills up out of the bank.
Rack,
the blog and the media fake. Shouted DM me,
I'm straight.
I'm not gonna bite on the bait.
Nah.
Sipping no toxic waste.
Look.
On the low with your and it's great.
On the low.
Mask on the face. Jason. Front of this that we in shape.
Shirt.
If I go broke, she gon' leave, escape.
She gone.
I put 2 mil in the safe, just in case. Don't go my way.
No cap, my kids gotta have money, not just me.
Back.
It's selfish.
It's selfish. Oh, I take the crown off the king like Mike did Elvis.
Oh, I took it.
Ooh, the world is wild, he dying, no lie, that don't help him.
World is wild.
Ooh, you wanna eat up the drip and you cannot help it.
Scrap the street to a penthouse, Miami Beach.
Yeah, yo.
Talk crazy on tweets. They don't want it cause I come to defeat.
They don't want it.
I peek these all sweet. Bamboo sticks all in the Jeep. It's a new weirdo every week.
Weirdo.
Get the whip, put it up for my seat.
Put it up.
No cure for the IG disease.
No cure. Anything for club.
They
do anything
for
club.
Anything.
Do anything for club.
Anything.
They do anything for club.
Club.
Do anything for club.
Just.
They do anything for
clout.
Do anything for clout.
Whole lot of people need to hear this. It's a lot of names on my hit list. Mom still say what he wants to. Just do it like a big bitch. I should run a whole blog at this rate. They using my name for clickbait. They even wanna start fake beef. They sell a little weave in the mixtape. They know I'm the bomb, they ticking me off. Say anything to get a response. I know that mean the traffic is slow. Somebody just gotta practice the launch. Being saying they'd rather be wild. Listen, if this brandy, they wanna be down. Soon as they got something to sell, they say my name, Destiny Child. Everybody wanna be lit. Everybody wanna be rich. Everybody wanna be this. If us, you all hate me, dip. Free my prison, I'll touch my dog. Open it up, money, go set it out. Public opinions from private accounts. You not a check, then you gotta bounce. I got the drip, come get it now. They do anything for clout. Do anything for clout. This is mad, this is trash. I feel the grouch. Seeing me win, they gotta hurt. Ouch. So when they see they gon' do? Not from the couch, back.
Do anything for club. They do anything for club. Do anything for club. They do anything for club. Do anything for club.
Welcome back to We Talk Radio. It's Kia D and the Hot Topic panel. Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.